Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Never-Ending Pasta. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Look down. Seen alphabets, noodles, spaghetti, probably about 200 pounds.
A now viral tweet from @worrystone read, "Someone very mysteriously dumped 300 to 400 pounds of pasta in the woods in Old Bridge, New Jersey. I need to know everything." I say this is a rare story. We're talking about something that happened very recently.
Very recently, yes.
And I first read about it, I was in Philadelphia, and it was in the Philadelphia Inquirer, which covers a lot of New Jersey, depending on what part of New Jersey. And I was like, this is interesting.
Yeah. You sent me the link to it, and all I could see was just like mountains of pasta in the woods, in like a rural area. It was like by water.
It's a lot of pasta.
Yeah. And you're not even registering what it is. I think when you look at it at first, you're like, what is, like that's pasta. What is happening?
It's not the most macabre story at all, but this is a very unique tale.
We're just like, what the fuck is happening? It reminded me of when we did the Friday about the glitter mystery. Like what huge company uses glitter? It's so stupid.
Another
like,
New Jersey mystery.
Exactly. New Jersey.
It's all happening there.
You're up in your game. But yeah, it asks a lot of questions. And I think it's intriguing, like a grotesque way. And dear God, I hope you have some answers for me today.
Plus, it's a little on the lighter side to maybe give you a tiny little palate cleanser from some of the heavier episodes we do.
Yeah, a little. Let's take a break from
Amuse-bouche. Amuse-bouche. Amuse-bouche, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Residents of a community in New Jersey are perplexed after discovering 500 pounds of spaghetti that have been strangely abandoned close to a nearby creek. The amount varies depending on where you get the information. It's a lot. I don't think anyone actually weighed it. One article says it's 200 pounds. Another one says 500. You're like, hold on, maybe click on the one that says 500. Yeah. I don't know.
You can eyeball a couple pounds of wet pasta, cooked pasta.
I eat 75 pounds a serving, so that's how I know.
That's how you know. That's your frame of reference. Also, it's by a creek. Just going into the waterway. Just all of this highly pastified water, just milky white waterways, letting the masses drink.
It's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, except it's a pasta factory, which is way less fun.
Yeah.
Photos of ridiculously piled up spaghetti and macaroni were posted on Nina Jochnowitz's Facebook page on April 28th, 2023. I believe the articles first started popping up around May 2nd. So it was a few days lapsed before it really hit critical mass.
Yeah, as they say.
Jochnowitz was a past contender for an open seat on the Old Bridge Township Council. More than 500 pounds of pasta were wasted. According to a reliable estimate, Jochnowitz reported on her Facebook page, the pictures instantly sparked a flurry of internet comments. Another person goes on to say, I don't understand what the issue is. Just pour a few buckets of sauce on it and you're good to go.
Nice. Yeah, I would have just been eating it. I would have brought a giant fork with me into the woods.
You can just have a regular size fork. No. Why need a bigger fork?
Big one for lots
the pasta isn't bigger.
Pounds of pasta, 500 pounds. Do not read your own byline.
It's not one piece of pasta that's 500 pounds.
I need a shovel. It's like, do you ever watch Magical Mystery Tour? The Beatles?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's so weird.
It's amazing. I like grew up on it, which says a lot about me. But there's a scene where they're piling pasta onto, I think, John Lennon's tape, like the table, and it's like a trash heap of... I just thought of that, but like in the woods of New Jersey. Magical.
Others, though, objected that the dumping was wasteful. One commenter wrote, "What a disgrace. The spaghetti could have been given to a food pantry or for homeless people." Another user, "So many can't afford food. What a waste. Never mind the threat to the environment." Jockno has stated that the strange incident demonstrated how Old Bridge lacks bulk garbage pickup in an interview with NPR. Perhaps that's how news outlets picked up on this a little bit. I think she's up maybe a bone to pick with Old Bridge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And their infrastructure.
That makes sense.
Jocknowitz told NPR that the issue has been contentious for the 23 years that she's lived in the community. According to Old Bridge's business administrator, Himanshu Shah, the pasta, which seemed limp and cooked, wasn't actually cooked. Simply put, the recent rainfall in the area made it appear to be cooked.
Why are we throwing raw pasta that could be cooked at a later date out into the woods by the creek? Why?
We'll find out after this break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We would estimate several hundred pounds of uncooked pasta that was removed from the packaging and then dumped along the creek, Shah told CNN in a statement. It looks like it was only there for a short time, but moisture did start to soften some of the pasta. As if when the pasta was, if it was cooked or not cooked, or
yeah,
how much rain.
This isn't the issue.
It's not the issue. It's not, oh, okay, oh, the rain. Okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
Thank you for clarifying that. Now, where the fuck did the pasta come from? Why is it in the woods?
I'm sure with the, when it's filled, when it's cooked, it's filled with water. It makes it more dense. It makes it heavier.
Sure.
It makes it harder to clean up, but it's still there. It's in.
It's like an avoidant kind of line of questioning.
After learning that the pile of noodles originated from a nearby house that is now for sale.
From a house? It's not even from a business. It's from a private house.
That's what is to be believed.
Okay.
Several locals believe they may have found the solution to the mystery. A military veteran who had just moved out of his mother's house after she passed away found a stash of outdated spaghetti. I really feel like he was trying to clear out his parents' house, and they were probably stocked up from the prior lockdowns associated with COVID-19, the neighbor Keith Ross told NBC New York.
That's so much spaghetti. And also, if it's dry to begin with, that people are like, take it to the food. Why is this pasta down by the creek? Take it to the food pantry. Before, pasta doesn't really go bad. Like, you can have it many, many years. Someone would still probably eat it. I would eat it. I don't understand. What's going on here?
What's interesting is that all the boxes had to be opened
and
dumped. And what did you do with the – you still have to throw away the boxes.
Yeah, there's still waste everywhere. An excess of waste. What is happening?
It's very strange.
Are you going to find, like, flour in a different part of the woods? Are you going to find, like, piles of shit in different parts of the woods here? Keep looking. Authorities, keep looking.
The mayor of Old Bridge, Owen Henry, commented on the Pastagate issue in a statement to CNN saying, "It was a lapse in judgment because this material could have been disposed of properly."
Yeah.
Thank you. Everyone's just doing their job.
It's really just like they're calling it like they see it.
They got the PR people. How do we spin this? What do we say?
Pastagate. Great.
How about say this wasn't the best way to do it. There's probably a better way. And he's like, oh, hold on. Okay. Wow.
I guess I'll say that.
Controversial.
And nothing. And then he just goes back, closes the door to his office and just sits looking at the wall. It's great.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah?
This is a huge marketing ploy from the one and only Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, baby. All eyes on you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.